You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm Tammy McMahon. I have on the phone with me today Candace Macalino. She's the marketing gal from Nature's Path. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Tammy Lynn. Yes, we're excited. We're excited to talk about what Nature's Path is and how we're still family-owned and operated, offering a delicious variety of organic and gluten-free options at the upcoming Gluten-Free Living Show.
Now, everyone knows Nature's Path, I'm sure. We have a worldwide audience. We have consumers of your product, I'm sure, from all around the world. Nature's Path is in how many countries at this point?
We are in 42 countries at this point. We did start in Vancouver, Canada, and we are all across North America. We're actually the number one organic cereal company in North America, but we are proud to say that we're in 42 countries worldwide.
So 42 countries worldwide, yet still family-owned and operated?
Yes, yes.
That's crazy.
Still own operation. Yeah, Aaron Stevens and Ratna Stevens are the owners, and they have kids, their kids, Arjun and Jyoti, that also are part of the company, and they're there every day. They're hands-on. Aaron is quite an organic farmer, so we have a beautiful organic garden in our back parking lot that we, as a company, help harvest and grow our organic crops there. So it's great.
That's crazy. So how long ago did Nature's Path start?
Nature's Path has been around almost 30 years, since 1985,
wow.
So we're excited to celebrate our 30th anniversary next year. So we've been part of the organic movement since the beginning.
Yeah. What was the motivation? Were they practicing organic farmers, growers? Like, what was the motivation for this company?
The motivation, yes, that's a good question. Aaron, he grew up on a farm on the island, Vancouver Island, and his dad, he always believed in leaving the earth there and then you found it, and that's kind of like his mantra since the essence of Nature's Path. And so from everything that we do is about that, leaving the earth there and found through the organic agriculture, which he's always believed that that's something that we wanted to leave better soil for the generations to come. And
right.
Also in terms of how we do our packaging and how we deliver our products to the retailers and the consumers at home.
So packaging meaning in what sense? Are you green
we actually reduce the packaging so that if you were to compare it to the other cereal boxes in the aisle, that it's a lot smaller, so we're a little bit more compact. We're using less material, and also all the material that we do use is recyclable from the actual box itself. And then in terms of how we deliver, we try to use more greener options, which is through rail, and we have a less carbon footprint.
So you mean when I open my cereal box, it's not half full, it's actually full?
What a concept.
Now, listen, I'm a Nature's Path foods fan, and I've been, you know, when I started feeding my children cereal, when they were able to eat it, you know, as when they first were able to start eating cereal, it was the first cereal that I gave them. And and I see that your lines have grown substantially. What are some of the new interesting products aside from your regular organic cereals that you provide at this point?
Absolutely. So we have some great products in the market. We range from everything from granolas to cereal to bars, waffles, and one in particular is kind of a shining new product is our Kia. It's a super seed cereal that has chia seeds, hemp, and buckwheat. And
I know that cereal. I've tried it. It's actually very good. Yes, and I made it with, I think it said on the back, to serve with warm milk. And so I took these seeds and put them in warm milk, and I liked it. It was really good.
Yeah, I know, it's super good. I mean, it's got such versatility. We have, like, I particularly love it in my yogurt, but I also like it in on salad and salad dressing. It adds a kind of that, like, gluten-free crouton crunch to your salads. And
right.
Also there, you can put it in your baked goods. So there's a lot of
I put it in all of my cereals, actually.
Okay.
So the kids don't understand why the oatmeal cookies are, or the chocolate chip cookies are crunchy, but it's because of the seeds and grains.
That's right, yeah, and so it's packed with nutrition, lots of fiber and protein and omega-3, so it's good heart-healthy cereal for you and your family.
Yes, exactly. So tell us what's happening at the upcoming Fraser Valley Food Show. What are you guys doing there?
Oh, we're doing a sampling of our gluten-free options, which is our Kia that we just mentioned there, as well as our new cereals, such as our gluten-free Sunrise, honey and cinnamon, and also we have a kids line called Enviro Kids. We're doing a Jungle Munch, which is a cinnamon variety, and a Choco Chips, which is our chocolate. And we're also doing cooking demos showcasing how you can use Kia in everyday baked goods, such as we're doing a mousse and a salad dressing.
Fantastic.
Super exciting.
That's taking place October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You'll be at the show. More information on the show can be found at FraserValleyFoodShow.com, I believe. And your website address is what?
It's naturespath.com.
And I was right. FraserValleyFoodShow.com and naturespath.com. Thank you, Candace, so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much, Tamara.